Seamus Leonard, the end of day two. It's raining here in Garton, but it's all drama. Declan Boyle seems to have stopped and his rally seems to be over, but you're at the head of the field now, up in the top positions.
Not a nice place to be. I'd rather be chasing than leading, but it's nice to be here. I'm glad to get out of that stage because I was on really, really the wrong tyre for that stage. Yeah. So I'm happy to be out of that stage now. Looking forward to tomorrow, Oisin.
Yeah. No pressure or nothing, but you're out with a shout at one of this thing now, Seamus.
No, don't say that. There's a long way to go yet, Oisin. Like, I have a lot of work to do yet.
And you had your difficulties today. You're hoping now that's all behind you for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, McKinstry Motorsport, new gearbox in the car. Phenomenal service, like, you know what I mean? Like, without it, you wouldn't be here, Oisin.
Okay, well, the best of luck tomorrow, Seamus. Manus, day two under the belt. It's been a mixed sort of day for you.
Mixed day, Oisin, but I'm not happy to be here without Declan. Hey, Declan's after breaking down on there. He drove an unreal rally. He deserved it all the way, definitely, after all the pressures under this morning. And I presume that it's mechanical. Like, yeah. Jesus, the man has no luck at all. Like.
Yeah. Things not going the way of Declan after what was a brilliant run, but Manus, that's part of rallying, but you now have to concentrate your own run. You had difficulties today. How did you go on there in Garton?
Ah, well, I think 52.4. I think it's the quickest time so far, unless someone else beats it behind us. But yeah. Look at Oisin. We left a mountain to climb after going into the field, but we'll keep pushing and see how it goes. You can see the way things is happening here at the minute. You couldn't ride it, like.
Yeah. A big day to come tomorrow. Six more stages. There's a couple of big crackers in there.
Definitely.
We're just live on Highland Radio here at the moment. You had your misfortunes yesterday with a puncture, but you've been really on the pace today, Keith.
Yeah, we've had a good run this evening now. Other people have had drama. We had our own drama, but I think we're in a good position now for tomorrow. It'd be nice if the weather stayed dry, but it doesn't look likely after the rain this evening. That last stage was very, very tricky. We were all on slick tyres for dry road, and it was really tricky in the wet conditions, but everyone got through it, and that was the main thing.
Yeah, you've been crawling up through the top 10 today and ticking off places as you've been going along, but now you're in the top 3 and you're in with a shout of one on this thing.
Yeah, look, I suppose during the event, that's not something we looked at. It's still not something we're going to look at. We'll concentrate on our own battle with Sam, because the Tamworth Championship is what we're interested in. We'll just see how tomorrow goes.
Okay, well, look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Keith. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Eugene, as he puffs some blows and he's a happy-looking man clapping his hands, what do you make of Garton in there in the wet?
On a set of hard compound tires, unreal, big slides everywhere. But listen, I have to say, I'm absolutely gutted for Declan Boyle. Yeah. Seeing him sitting along the side of the road there, you know, that's not the way we want rallies to finish. Declan deserved to win this rally. He fought hard for it. He had a great battle in his last 2 days. I am just absolutely gutted for him. Personally speaking, I'm having a ball. And just to set the second fastest time there now, that is just fantastic. Just made my day too at Donegal International Rally. I'm over the moon.
Yeah. And there's more big ones to come tomorrow as well.
Well, the classics are there, you know. So, I mean, I've done those stages before. I would say now I'll probably struggle a wee bit just with the weather and getting used to that setup again. But here, listen, look, I'm here and I'm delighted.
Yeah. Okay, enjoy tomorrow, Eugene.
Thanks a million.
Damien Geller, we're at the end of the Garton stage. That's, of course, on your home patch. It's slippy in there. Did you enjoy it?
I did up to Garton, but it was at stretchers on there at the minute.
Yeah.
Everybody's on hard slicks, and it's the farther on we're getting, the cooler we're getting, and the slippery we're getting, and the more dangerous we're getting. But I'm glad to be here at the end of it. Now.
You're inside the top three, David Bogie and Frank Kelly sitting ahead of you. You're having a very productive run, has to be said.
Yeah, definitely. We had a good day. Our aim was today to try and at least be inside the top four. Within a shout, and Frank has put on a blistering lot of times this evening, but at the same time, we're happy with our day's work.
David, we're at the end of the Garton stage. It's raining here, very slippy in there.
Aye, very, very slippy. So, no, we just tried to get through, but we had a clean enough run. But Frank's always had a clean run too and managed to take a couple off us. So, I will fight on tomorrow, certainly.
Yeah, there's 8 or 9 seconds in it. It's a big battle with the Mark IIs, but it's enjoyable stuff.
Yeah, it is definitely, you know, but so close to winning the National, so tomorrow it's full pelt.
Frank Kelly, leader of the National Rally on day two of the Donegal. How does that sound?
I never thought I'd hear any freaking person ever saying that. Listen, you know yourself, we're 2/3 of the way there. I can't believe that we're in this position. We have fought fierce hard for it. I can't say we don't deserve it, but David Bogie's given us a fierce hard run for it. That stage there got very, very hairy and slicks in the wet. so glad to be seeing Park Fermi tonight.
Yeah, but it's a state of Citadel because you took a couple of more out of him there.
Yeah, it must have. Mick was panicking at the end because we were like 15 or 16 slower than our first time, and I said, listen, everybody's had the same. I know we're 2 cars further back, maybe a wee bit more rain, but it must have been just as bad for him.
Yeah. Things are very, very close and they're going to be even tighter tomorrow morning, do you think?
Listen, that's what rallying's all about. Yeah. That's what rallying's all about. I would rather if this would dry up a wee bit for tomorrow. We weren't expecting this today. We're expecting rain tomorrow. Maybe it'll be dry tomorrow.
Okay, best of luck tomorrow, Frank.
Cheers, lad. Thank you.